This is Vern Casper, Party Line, which put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Man Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. It is Party Line. Shane Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Glad to be with you. And glad to, I think I'm glad we got to share the weather. It's a little dicey out there. Make sure you're very careful today. But there's some storms up north that are causing havoc. We got a lot of rain, they're saying, that's coming in. But scattered showers and thunderstorms at before 2 o'clock today. Then showers likely impossible. A thunderstorm between 2 and 5. There could be some severe weather, so just be cautious of that. Scattered showers and thunderstorms before 8, and then a thunderstorm possibly between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. today. But mostly they're concerned about the water, that there could be some flooding. So, in fact, flood watch out. So just keep things in mind as you're out and about, as you see the clouds and all that good stuff. Got a good show for you today, 9 o'clock. Tom Jameson going to be coming in, talking all things Sharp and Iron Block and community development and all those things that are going on at the Chamber. And then we're also got Miss Chrissy Earle in the house right now joining me with Special Olympics. Good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, glad that you're here. Thank you so much. Well, first and foremost, you're doing the Lord's work. You guys just do great stuff.
Thank you.
I mean, Special Olympics is a special place in my heart. When I first moved to Frankfort, that was one of the first organizations I got to volunteer with. And it was, we did the track and field out at the old Buck Rohrbaugh field out there where the house in Riley.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a blast to just, you know, really see life in its purest form. Because that's what you get, and when you're dealing with folks that have special needs, and sometimes I always say they're the ones that have it right, and we're the ones with special
right.
needs. Do you ever feel that way?
I do.
Do you
yeah.
feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you do see that because what's something that just you know fuels you every day to do what you do? What is it that is you're passionate about that makes it worthwhile for you to do what you do with Special Olympics?
They're just a lot of fun to be around. You can just like you and me, I'm assuming that you're like me, that you're worried about what other people think, like
oh, yeah.
how you act, you know, around
oh,
certain yeah. people, but when you're around
them,
you
get though the more you the
yes.
less you do the
yes but they are so free spirit and carefree and they don't care. They're just themselves. Amen. So that fuels it.
Why do you think, I guess we're so attracted to that, mm-hmm. but yet we're so disconnected from that as regular human beings. And I don't say regular human beings. I'm not trying to say them, they. What mm-hmm. All I'm saying is that the folks with special needs seem to me have an extra sense
yes.
about them. They,
yes.
they understand sure. what's genuine, mm-hmm. what's sincere, mm-hmm. and they can spot it quickly.
Right.
And I love that.
Yeah.
I love that because they are, I appreciate that honesty. Even though sometimes, because I was in, I remember one time we were working with in a situation, and a young lady comes up, and I don't know how old she was, probably, and she said, "You're getting fat."
They're brutally honest sometimes.
I said, "Hey. Thank you. You
right.
just gave me motivation to do some more sit-ups." But again, I wish we could always just be so mm-hmm. honest and so
right.
so blunt like that. But how long have you been doing this, Chrissy?
10 years.
Wow, mm-hmm. a decade.
Yeah.
My goodness. What are some highs and lows? Because you struggle. It's tough because it's also. Yeah, it's a joyous thing, but you also see how sometimes our special need folks are treated mm-hmm. and how they are kind of ignored.
Right. It's a lot of work. But here lately, the last several years, they have gotten the attention that they deserve.
Yeah.
I think before they were just kind of forgotten, and that's kind of stereotypical of
yeah.
of the community. But we're trying to get them out more and... Yeah. get the praise that they deserve.
Don't you think our community has embraced that
yes.
much more
yes.
so than
mm-hmm.
than in the past?
Yes.
I look at some of the basketball games that we have seen where they've had the Special Olympic basketball mm-hmm. game during halftime or something, mm-hmm. and oh my goodness, there is not a better feel-good moment than being in a gym full of people and you see teenagers that are just all around these kids mm-hmm. and they're out there on the court and they're cheering them
yeah.
on. It is.
That was our first year in
yeah.
when we did that last
at Prairie?
Time.
Yeah. Yep.
And it was just amazing.
That was an incredible night.
It was fun.
And I'm thinking, why don't we do more of this?
Yeah.
We got to do more of this. It's so cool because, and just the sheer joy, mm-hmm. because as much as you said, like they can be blunt and mm-hmm. be honest, they can just express so
yeah.
much joy
mm-hmm.
when they've got something, they've done something, they've
right.
accomplished something, and that's such a blessing. So tell us a little bit about what's happening with the Special Olympics with Clinton County. I know you got a big fundraiser coming up.
We do.
Yep. Tell us about that.
On Saturday we have a car wash / bake sale, and that will be held at Souls Harbor Missionary Baptist Church on Alhambra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've done a car wash in the past, but Coach Josh decided could try a bake sale this year too and see how that goes. They like having car washes. It's super
yeah.
fun.
Yes. Oh, I think, okay, Saturday, I've got to remember this so I can get my car over there.
That'll and be, it is free will donations.
Okay. We've got,
for both.
Oh goodness! We got a scrimmage, football scrimmage at East Tippmann. So I'll remind some of our church people. So maybe I can drop the car and then leave it. But we've got a football scrimmage that morning at 10 o'clock at East Tippmann. But Saturday, August 15th, this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Souls Harbor Missionary Baptist Church, and that's at 357 Alhambra Avenue. Brother Chase, he's the pastor there, Chase Lay. So. A good friend, and he's now the director of the Crossing as well. So make sure you get out there and support Special Olympics. But all right. But beyond the fundraisers, you guys are so invested in the actual programming and activities for our beautiful people, because
mm-hmm.
that's what I call them, our beautiful people. So what some of the things have you guys gotten accomplished this summer? What are we looking forward to in the near future?
The
cornhole was done.
Saturday we did yeah. cornhole in Crawfordsville. It was our area tournament. We have 16 athletes this year for cornhole, a little bit less than we normally do. But everybody except for two teams medaled, so it was pretty Good competition.
I know Andrew meddled.
He did.
Good old Andrew. He meddled and did well. And over the summer, you also participated in the track and field.
Mm-hmm. Track and field, volleyball, and
was it basketball?
No, basketball's in the summer.
Okay.
Or I'm sorry, winter.
Winter. Okay.
There's so much stuff I have to remember.
Yeah. Well, there was. You're right. What I love about what the programming and what you guys do is that it's not just a one and done. You guys
are constant. It's all year round.
It's all year round, mm-hmm. And there is that, and then you create this camaraderie and these relationships that you have built with these. And when I say young people, they're not all young people.
No.
I mean, they're every age. Mm-hmm. We kind of embrace them as young people because I've watched a lot of these young people, like still saying young people, grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been amazing. But what I love about this is that when a community can embrace them, and especially an organization like Special Olympics, Special Olympics, you guys are tied into the national organization as well, right? I mean,
yes.
It's all part of a bigger and broader perspective.
Right.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that. Internationally.
Yeah. We just run through the Indiana organization, but this, as a whole, it does go internationally.
And so have you guys participated in anything internationally?
Or our group has not.
But nationally, have you participated nationally?
No.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
But state, you've definitely gone to different states. Mm-hmm. Terre Haute normally?
Terre Haute, yep.
Yeah, that's the place.
That's where we all meet.
Yeah. And is that the normal place regularly where everybody goes? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit, the Battle of the Badges, that was a fundraiser, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the firemen ended up winning.
They did.
Yep.
It was super close.
Yeah. It was a tight game. The Battle of the Badges went to the firemen this year. Tell us how some of those funds go. How do those funds get expended in our community?
They usually go to, depending on what it is, some of them that we have to go to certain things,
right.
Like the Knights of Columbus, that goes directly to our summer games fees, so that helps with lowering those costs.
Right.
And the rest, like community fees, they will go to like office supplies or uniforms, equipment, things like that.
Right. Yeah, because these kiddos, they're in uniform.
Yes.
And they love
them. They love those. We've had some amazing sponsors lately, so to get those snazzy new uniforms.
Well, and that is, again, it just lights your world when you see their world lit up. And just the simple joys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the simple pleasures that we so often take for granted. Again, I think that is the essence of being able to help us. I have never walked away from a fundraiser or a program involving special needs people that I did not get more from it than I felt like that I put in. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, I can definitely be my true self with them compared to outside of the group.
Right, right. What are some of the challenges that Special Olympics locally, you feel like, I mean, money, we always know you're always looking for more funding, but what are some of those things that kind of keep you up at night or just like, you know, if we could just get this over the hump, is it marketing? Is it branding? What do you think it is?
Actually, it's transportation.
Okay.
A lot of the counties have the same issue. We kind of solved that a little bit here recently, but that's always going to be an issue with some. And I think getting younger athletes involved, because of obviously the ones that have been in it for many, many years are actually going to, you know, retire at some point because they physically can't do it.
Right.
But
that's
the other thing.
So transportation in that getting, because not everyone has family.
Correct.
Not everyone has
get
that
to and from practice.
Right, has that support group and to get them there. And then normally what I have found is that they don't want to miss a practice.
Right.
they, If I don't get a ride, they're going to be very frustrated and very upset. So
message after message.
So how do you do, so you probably got just volunteers picking people up and getting people there. Mm-hmm. And how do folks plug into that? Because there might be someone sitting out there, well, I can pick somebody up. I'm sure, you know, background checks and things you got to go through to make sure.
Yeah, the standard protocol of the background checks and the training. It's all simple, but it is a couple-step program.
What kind of training do most of you, as Special Olympian champions, go through?
We just have to do some video trainings on how to, you know, handle, like, the sports side of it with, like, concussions and things like that. And then how to deal with special needs people, basically.
Yeah.
It's nothing, like, too intense.
Right.
But
you deal with from severe to not so severe to sometimes can't even tell type scenarios, right? Between everything from autism and being on a variety of different spectrum or being on the spectrum at a variety of different levels versus some really severe, special needs. Is that, do you change anything with that, or do you just, they're all treated the same.
They're all treated the same.
Yeah, because they see that.
They do.
They do. I remember, it's been years ago, but there was a young man, and he got a girlfriend, and they were, you know, they were holding hands, they were getting ready to do, and another young man was talking to her, and boy, he was not happy at all. And, you know, most of the time, you know, in a jealousy situation, you may just, you know, kind of ignore it for, you know, not, nope, he was going to let him know real quick. You just stay right over there. Right. You go do your special thing, or you go do your event. But, and again, I like that the honesty and the sincerity. What's Drive for Champions raffle? What is that? Is that coming up with the car wash?
We just did that over the summer. And it was drawn through our dance at the Summer Games. We sold raffle tickets, 50-50, for the first time through the state. So we were all, three of us were licensed through the state to do that, through the Gambling Commission. And we sold, like, 124 tickets.
Oh, wow.
The first year, which is pretty good. And then we ended up raising $1,740 out of those raffle tickets.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. $1,700
$1,700.
$1,740. So
we were one of the top sellers in our area, so we got to have additional $500. So that's what we got, the $1,700.
And I'm sure everybody celebrated that.
Yes.
The kids were celebrating that. So, what you got an Amazon wish list.
Mm-hmm.
So is that something that people, it's like a register that people can go and and buy things on Amazon, and then it'll be sent right to your guys' office? Tell us a little bit about that.
It's just things, like little things that we need. Sometimes it's equipment. Like right now we needed one more javelin for track. So that's on there. I believe there was some chairs at one point. I'm not sure if they're still on there. And like laundry detergent, things like that, just that help out a little bit.
Yeah. What drove you to do this? Why did you get involved?
It was Special Olympics?
Yeah.
I have two with autism myself.
Yeah, yeah. But not everybody does that.
No.
I mean, some people just say, you know, I need a break.
Yeah.
But you've embraced every opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I went in as a parent, and now here I am, and kind of done many different jobs in between there, and it's just what I do.
How has that helped you to be a better mom in dealing with special needs?
It's given me more patience.
Oh, that's a great call. Yeah.
More understanding.
Yeah. What would you tell people if there's someone out there that is, you know, maybe they've just found out that they have a, you know, maybe there's been some assessments and testing done, and there's an autistic child, or there is a child with retardation that they did not expect, because things like that happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, not everything is always born. There's always some. Right. There's also things that happen. Mm-hmm. There's brain injury. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of things that happen that stunt the growth and the. You know, what do you tell people? How do you encourage people that may be sitting there just ready to, their world's ready to fall apart? Maybe there's somebody listening right now that's like, we didn't expect this Down syndrome child. We don't know what to do. Can you give a little hope to some of those people?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's hard and scary at first, and the unknown, but just get involved with something. To surround yourself with people that get it.
Yeah. And when you say get it, what do you mean by that?
That get the life.
Yeah.
That knows, you know, the bad things and, you know, on the bad days and what to expect and, you know, tips on how to handle some things. And
what's a bad day look like?
It's rough.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
Yeah. And I mean, we don't have it as bad as, you know, some people do, but it's, you know, it still can be tough.
I was at the Timmy Takedown last year. I don't know. Are you familiar with Timmy Takedown? That is a something that Dr. Dietzen, Chuck Dietzen, does over. He's done it for 30. This is the 30th anniversary actually coming up in October, I believe. It's September, October. I have to check. But he gets a wrestling ring and he just... all these special need kiddos who are some as old as 55, they get into the wrestling ring with some professional wrestlers and they let it happened in Kirkland last year.
Oh, did it?
I definitely need to tie you guys in because it is an incredible.
I have some that love wrestling.
It is an incredible event. And I'll have Dr. Dietzen on before that. Chuck, just, I'm telling you, it's just an amazing event, but I got to experience it last year, and there were kids from all over Indiana, even a couple from out of state that came. And Chuck brings in these, including himself. He was a professional wrestler at one time, and they get into the ring, and they are they're stunt basically guys that allow these kids to just throw them around, and these kids these are. They're severely handicapped in the sense that they're in wheelchairs. Some have tubes. Mm-hmm. They take the tubes out for a little bit. I mean, it is incredibly traumatic in the sense that I'm thinking, now, Chuck, you got a wheelchair person here that we get it done. We take them out of the wheelchair, and they love it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's because they're for a few moments, they feel like, hey, I'm doing something that I could never do every day. I just can't do every day.
Right.
And I think that is such a real blessing to be able to do that. As a mom, you've probably seen a lot of those moments. Mm-hmm. What are those moments like for you? I mean, I asked for your worst day, but what are some of the best days? When do you see those things as a mom? What does that make you feel like?
At peace.
Yeah. Yeah. That you get to be... Well, first of all, that you get to enjoy it because you could easily be someone that says, you know, I'll see you later. I didn't sign up for this. And that happens.
Yeah.
Right?
You appreciate the good days more.
Yeah.
When they do happen.
Yes. Yeah. And I love the way, you know, when you're talking about being patient, it creates that patience. You're probably not one of those that's complaining in the drive-thru that it's too long because... You've already dealt with things all morning.
There are days.
There are days. But I think you have a different perspective.
Yes.
Because so many people rush through life and it's all about them. And I'm not getting what I want.
Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah.
Mm-hmm.
And you are living a life that, God bless you, you have to sacrifice a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's not even a sacrifice anymore.
Right. Well, it's just life.
It's what you do.
It's our version.
How do you so going back to talking to those parents that might be listening this morning, encouraging those folks that maybe, you know, they've been in the battle, but yet they're looking at their life kind of just going, boy, my life is waning and I'm losing out and missing out. How do you encourage them to recognize that you're really not missing out?
You just have to think of it as like you are your child's advocate and there's nobody else, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, in reality, for most, it's just the parents.
Yeah.
And you have to be their fighter and cheerleader, and
you're the ambassador. Yeah. I love that. You're the advocate, mm-hmm. and the ambassador for your child. Nobody else is going to do that. I love that. But the good news is that you're not alone.
Right.
You have a great support, mm-hmm. and it's growing. I think.
Yeah.
I think. So how does folks get involved with Special Olympics? Tell us how somebody may be listening today going, wow, didn't realize that we had this kind of influence in our community, but how do they get along?
If you go to our Facebook page, there is an email as well on there and our state website, and it can take you to our county section of the website to sign up. As a volunteer or as an athlete.
Okay.
Or you can privately message our Facebook page, too.
Okay. And that's Special Olympics Clinton County?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then and if anybody wants any more information, they can actually go to the state website,
yes.
and then it breaks it down.
It breaks it down into the local
mm-hmm. County. So, Amazon wish list. You got the upcoming fundraiser that's coming up this Saturday. It's the car wash, and then all those funds are going to help with uniforms and all kinds of things. Just the special mm-hmm. stuff that people don't even realize sometimes.
Right.
Transportation. Maybe you don't understand it, but the Chrissies and the Joshes and all the folks that volunteer and support Special Olympics. There's a lot of out-of-pocket money that people don't realize. I mean, there's a lot of things that you guys do beyond that nobody knows about.
We try to keep them involved in a lot of things. And the whole program is completely free to our athletes.
Yeah.
They don't spend anything out-of-pocket. So that's what these funds go to.
Wow. And that is such a blessing for a family that is just grinding it, battling. And I don't mean to say that that's how the families feel themselves,
mm-hmm.
but there is exhaustion.
It is.
There is tiredness. Mm-hmm. You.
It's expensive.
It's expensive, and you're like, okay, well, I want to get them there. I want them to do that, but I just don't have the resources.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an opportunity for us that can give a little extra, give a little bit more to help. So go to the Amazon wish list on your...
Pinned at the top.
It's pinned at the top mm-hmm. on your Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. So go to the Facebook page, go to the Amazon wish list, see if you can buy them a javelin or whatever. And hey, don't get the cheapest. do something. Go beyond. What would you want? What would you want your kid to have? If it's a basketball, if it's a uniform, what would you want your kids to have? And, do it, because at the end of the day, God sees it, and that's where you'll be rewarded at the end. And we greatly appreciate. Well, Chrissy, you're doing the Lord's work. Tell Josh again, thank you. Appreciate what all you guys do. And I want to get the basketball game thing again. I don't know what I got
to
do. But
you need to talk to Josh.
We talked over at the Chamber Awards event. Yeah, I just need to get with Josh. We got to get this game going, because I'm telling you, that's a feel-good.
They love it.
I would even say we could do something in the football with coaching football. Maybe get all the kids out there. And I know football may be a little more dangerous, but maybe play a little flag football with them or something, too.
We have the capabilities of flag. We just don't have enough participants.
Okay.
So.
All right.
But that is an option in the future.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, because I love football, and I think that would be a lot of fun, maybe mm-hmm. coming in at a halftime or after one of the quarters or something, and have the kids mm-hmm. Come out and play a little flag football. That'd be fun. And then hear the crowd at the stadium. And
they love the attention.
Oh, my goodness. That's the joy of it all.
Yeah.
That's the joy of it all. Okay. All right, Chrissy, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Have a great day. God bless. Talk to you soon. Chrissy Earle, being with us this morning. Thank Chrissy and all the Special Olympic folks that make it work each and every day. They are doing God's work for sure. And really, we could learn a valuable lesson from our brothers and sisters that have special needs. I think we all have special needs. Some of us just don't know it yet. Sometimes we kind of mask it or whatever. We all are dealing with something. I always say we're all addicted to something, or are we dealing with something? And just make sure that we walk in that humility and understand that there are others that are struggling far worse than us. And let us be a light. And let us be a help. And go to the Amazon wish list. Make it happen for Clinton County Special Olympics. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. Talk to Tom Jameson. here on the Sharp program in just a moment. It's Party Line on WILO.
Your home for classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM, WILO.